But Hawk knew this was an important task, so he had to keep going. He struck the flints together. This time, they did produce a small spark, but the force of the north wind caused the spark to flicker out. Hawk turned his body so that the north wind wasn't blowing directly on the flints. He struck the flints together again and again until they gave off a bright spark at last. Before the north wind had a chance to see the spark, Hawk immediately touched the flints to the ball of grass. The ball blazed with fire, brilliantly lighting up the dark sky. "Hooray!" Hawk shouted with joy, proud of what he had done. But the sky got so hot that Hawk's joy turned to fear. Remembering Coyote's warning, he quickly flew away from the fiery ball before he could get hurt. Then Hawk immediately went to see Coyote. "Look at that bright sun lighting up the sky. Because of me, the whole world is filled with light," Hawk bragged. Coyote paid little attention to Hawk. Coyote was happy to see the lovely world around him come out of the darkness and into the light at long last. Coyote looked around at all he could see because of the light. He saw the trees on the mountain. He saw the marsh and realized that, in spite of all the grass he had used to make the sun, there was still some left there. Further away, he saw the lake, where he often went for a cool drink of water. He saw other animals and even took a good look at himself for the first time. Coyote saw all this and more. He smiled out at the world that looked so beautiful to him.